if I'm eating like that, I can't even say I'm keto.
You can say you're low carb.
Right. So I can't say I'm keto.
Right.
I'm definitely not eating a ketogenic diet.
No.
And I don't know. In 2019, we quit the standard American diet cold turkey.
We picked up a ketogenic lifestyle, even went through a time period where we were carnivore. That lifestyle led us to our farm.
That's right. We now have a first generation regenerative farm with a whole bunch of animals on it because we were so passionate about having good food, we decided let's grow some ourselves.
So we have beef cows, sheep, pigs, dairy cows, laying hens, and broiler hens.
Welcome to the Duster Mud Podcast, episode 49. I'm Shelly.
And I'm Rich.
And after 25 years in the Air Force, we quit the Air Force and started farming.
Here we are.
And part of all of that, we decided to start this podcast. And through this podcast, we like to discuss information about food, freedom, and farming. And today we're going to focus on keto.
Yeah. Food focused today.
That's right. So back in 2019, when we gave up all of the standard American stuff, guys, no sugar, no flour, no chips, no bread, no cakes, no cookies, none of that stuff. So we stopped at cold turkey. We went to a ketogenic diet. We high fat, moderate protein, low carbs, very strict for well over a year and a half. We were super, super strict. Well, that's been 5 years. And I don't know if it may be like this with you too. I've been doing it for so long. Sometimes people call it carb creep when you kind of eat a little bit too much over time. I think that I have had the opposite happen to me. And it's more like, it's not fat creep, but like slowly just not eating enough fat in our diets. So were we keto? Have we been keto? I don't know.
That's what we want to discuss today is the difference between low carb and keto. And there is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Tell us some of the simple differences between a low carbohydrate diet and a legitimate ketogenic diet.
Low carbohydrate really focuses on the things that you just mentioned that you cut out. So cutting out all of that stuff, the breads, the cookies, the cakes, the pies, the ice creams, the high carbohydrate diet that we as Americans, standard American diet eat, the low carb is focused on cutting that out.
Right.
But it doesn't focus on really how many total carbs, and it doesn't focus on fat or protein. It's just cutting the carbs. To get to ketogenic diet, it is a low-carb diet.
Indeed.
So it is a form of a low-carb diet. The focus, though, is different. The focus is on significantly restricting carbohydrates down to where they are 5 to 10% of your caloric intake for the day. Mm-hmm. Then have a moderate protein amount where it is, you know, 20 or so percent of your caloric intake for the day. And then the rest of everything else is fats and really focusing on good, healthy fats, not the seed oils, that type of stuff. So you end up with about 70%.
So I've been feeling kind of stalled for some reason. I don't really know why. My pants still fit the same. Everything's kind of the same. Just feeling this like, I don't know, is this it? Should I be losing more weight? I'm not quite sure. Something just has been feeling wonky, I guess. And it led us to start really kind of looking at ourselves, looking at our diet. What have we really been eating? We are busy because we farm, we're doing YouTube, we also have a family, we have friends in our community, and we wind up doing meals that look like a piece of meat and some vegetables. That's pretty much kind of a routine or rut that we have gotten into.
Yeah. So I actually looked at it. What is it? What does a meal look like that is just a chicken breast thrown on the grill and some steamed broccoli? Like that's because we're in a hurry, right? So
right.
You throw something on the grill because the grill lights up fast. It cooks fast. Throw it on the grill, throw some broccoli in a microwave, steam it up, and we eat, right?
And that is a wonderfully nutritious plate of food.
Low-carb meal.
Low-carb meal. Is it keto?
No. Not even close.
It's not even close to keto.
That meal has about 3.5 grams of fat total.
Not even close.
No.
So if I'm eating like that, I can't even say I'm keto.
You can say you're low carb.
Right. So I can't say I'm keto.
Right.
I'm definitely not eating a ketogenic diet.
No.
And I don't know if you guys have fallen into this. Leave it in the comments. Have you guys fallen into an eating pattern that you haven't been adding enough fat back to onto your plate or into your food? So let's talk about that chicken and broccoli.
Yeah. I think if we had a ketone monitor, mm-hmm. I think what you would find is that you're probably still in ketosis, just a very low level of ketosis because we don't eat the carbs. We're not eating all of that stuff. So I would say your body is probably still producing ketones, but it's not that high level of ketosis that you remember feeling when we first started and we were being very strict about ketones. Because with the increased amount of protein, that's basically where we are right now, is the protein that we're consuming in relationship to the fats, those percentages are just higher. Right. So we're not 70% fat and 20% protein. It's probably more like 50% protein, 40% fat,
right.
if we can get there.
And I'm guessing so then for my body, it's an energy sourced. It's where the energy is coming from.
Yeah.
Is the big deal.
Right. So your body, it's a natural process for your body to convert the protein into glucose for those cells in your body that require glucose, like red blood cells and some of your brain cells, they require it. Mm-hmm. So when you're not eating the carbs, your body then just converts some of the protein that you eat into glucose. It's a really neat process that our body does. The more protein we have as a percentage of our diet in relation to fat, mm-hmm. your body can start producing more and more of the glucose. It's still a demand-driven process, so it's a when you need it, but your body starts to just producing a little bit more and a little bit more of the glucose from the protein and starts reducing the amount of ketones that it produces from the fat.
Mm. Okay.
So back to that chicken dinner.
Right.
I did a little bit of figuring.
So can we take that low carb chicken dinner and make it ketogenic chicken dinner?
Yeah, we can.
That's what we need to do. And that's what we need to start doing.
The way we do it is by making it awesome.
Oh. So, I like awesome food. Yeah.
So we take a just normal meal,
yeah.
turn it into an awesome meal,
yeah.
and now we're back to keto.
Awesome.
Okay. So the chicken and broccoli, what we end up like by itself, a chicken breast has about 3 grams of fat. Broccoli has like maybe a half a gram.
Yeah,
so in that entire meal, you're looking at about 3.5 grams of fat. And about 6 carbs. Everything else is protein.
Okay.
So that's it, like in and of itself, by itself. So we can now take that meal. And if you remember on that one video, I sort of was kidding about the amount of olive oil that it would take by itself to turn that meal into a keto meal.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that.
No.
That was a joke.
That wasn't as awesome.
No, that was not an awesome
totally,
meal.
Totally
so
too much.
To make it an awesome meal, first, cook the chicken in a skillet with some fat in it.
Okay.
So add some butter, add some coconut oil, add some pork fat, like whatever your fat of choice is. Add some fat to it when you're cooking it. And then top it with a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Use an Alfredo sauce that has a heavy cream with some Parmesan cheese or heavy cream and some cheddar cheese. Like make yourself a cream sauce to go on top of that.
We used to do that all the time.
Right.
We used to eat cream sauce
All the time.
All the time on everything.
But it takes a minute.
It does.
It doesn't take a long time because we know sort of the ratios to throw it together.
Yeah.
But it probably takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You would have to add.
And the thing I remember about that, it was so satiating for a long time. It really sticks with you.
That's the fat.
Yeah.
So that feeling that you're getting between the meals, the I'm hungry again.
Yeah.
That we don't normally get when we're keto is because of the fat.
Yeah, it's just not there. Yeah, I don't like to be hungry.
Yeah. So then with the broccoli, you can do the same thing. You can cook it in some fat. You can add, you know, some olive oil onto it when you eat it.
Yeah.
You can add some olive oil and you could top it with butter. Mm-hmm. You could add olive oil and some Parmesan cheese on it, sprinkle it on there and then roast it. Like just adding those fats. You could also cut up an avocado and have an avocado on the side of your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you've still got your chicken breast and your broccoli, but now you're looking
at a keto meal. Actual keto
so that by doing that to your meal, you bump up from 3.5 grams of fat, which is where it was like what we've been eating, just by making those adjustments that I mentioned, you're now up to almost 49 grams of fat.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And at that,
yeah,
now you're good.
Yeah.
Now you've gone to keto. And so I did, you know, continued the figuring on how much of everything that it would have to be. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave that in the show notes, like
these numbers.
The quarter cup of this the tablespoon of that. Mm-hmm. But what you end up with by making the meal like that is just over 67% fat, 26% protein, and under 7% carbs.
That's right where you want to be.
Which is
beautiful. That's the key thing, though, that we've been leaving out. I remember when we first went keto, it was, you know, we always had a meat and a vegetable and a carb on our plate prior to, because we cooked and ate at home prior to eating keto, and we ditched the carb and we added sauce.
Yeah.
Like that was the add. We traded out the carb for the sauce, and we have gotten away from the sauce.
We have.
We've gotten away from adding that fat into our main meal or every meal actually. So I think that we're going to have to do some meal changing a little bit.
Yeah, we need to make a conscious decision to get the fats back in our life. We've continuously been low carb.
Yeah.
I just think that over time, as you talked about the carb creep. And,
yeah, it's
and
like the opposite.
It's like the opposite. It's like a fat reduction creep.
Slowly. You know? It's just this slow whittling maybe away at our fat intake. And it has been detrimental in a way to our nutritional ketosis.
Yeah.
We're not staying there.
That's correct.
Like we want to.
So it's been a long, hard farming day for us.
Oh my gosh, it's been
We have a couple of pork chops that we took out.
Yes.
And before really talking about this, the plan was go throw the pork chops on the grill.
Right.
You know, maybe have a salad and
on the side.
And let's go.
You know, because we got to get this edited and get it up for you guys tonight so you can watch it tomorrow.
Right.
So we're going to go eat real quick and get this done because we had to move the sheep and load the pigs and all of the stuff for today.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think we'll take a moment and make a sauce.
Oh, yay. We're going to make it awesome.
We'll take the meal and change it from low carb to awesome. And in so doing, it will also be keto.
Good. Good deal. So I think we're going to be making some more adjustments to our diet. This is an ongoing journey in life. We do this as we eat. There's no hard, fast rule. Every day is different. Every meal is different. Every meal that you're with people is different. And we just make adjustments.
Yeah.
Make adjustments. You may probably be in this exact same situation. If you are, go make yourself some cream sauce.
That's right. Take your meal from low carb to awesome.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out with us again today. We really, really enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
And make sure to leave a comment for us and let us know how your ketogenic journey is going.
Yeah, and share this with your friends and family on your social media if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. And until next time, bye y'all.
Bye y'all.